Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to Pro Basketball Today. This is Coach Young. Today's date, November 17th, episode 4 of Pro Basketball Today. And let's get started with our starting lineup. With breaking news, as he didn't play last night, Victor Wembanyama is now being ruled out in regards to a calf injury for the San Antonio Spurs. And what can you say about the play of Wemby? Now, his stats have come down a little bit since De'Aaron Fox has come back to the lineup, but this is the second big injury for the San Antonio Spurs to start the season, who got off to a really good start, have cooled off a little bit, especially losing those two games to Golden State in which they were winning going into the second half. Victor Wembanyama has been absolutely fantastic, but it's just a concern you have with Wemby and his slight build. The thing I kept telling people is this: if he got the 65 games, they were going to make the playoffs. So now here's our first hiccup when we have with Wemby. So obviously, Coach Johnson and the staff at the San Antonio Spurs are going to have to take their time here in regards to when they bring Wemby back. So it'll be interesting to see how they reconfigure the lineup. Do they go Jeremy Sochan at the five, go really, really small? Do they go big, bring Sochan back off the bench? Now, the Spurs, when healthy, are secretly, in my opinion, one of the most depth they have in the NBA. When you talk about Fox, you talk about Bissell, and when you talk about Castle, you talk about Harper, you talk about Keldon Johnson, you talk about Sochan, you talk about Harrison Barnes, you talk about Wemby. But now some of these guys are starting to get hurt. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Victor Wembanyama, who is going to be sidelined for a couple of weeks, as according to Shams Charania. Let's hope that Wemby gets back healthy soon, because in the NBA, we all like seeing this guy develop. Speaking of injuries and bumps in the road, the New York Knicks have now hit bumps in the road in regards to two injuries that took place last week on separate days. First off, Jalen Brunson turned his right ankle late in that NBA Cup game versus the Orlando Magic, game where people thought that Mike Brown turned into Tom Thibodeau, because why was Brunson in the game when they were not going to come back and win? But you have to think about points differential, so on and so forth. But then on Friday, fast break layup, OG Anunoby actually hurt his hamstring, and he's going to be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Let's start back with Ford. Remember, folks, OG hurt his hamstring in the playoffs versus Indiana a couple of years ago. So now that this is, about a year and a half later, New York's going to be extremely cautious with OG Anunoby. He's such an indispensable piece in regards to what he could do offensively and defensively. Now let's get to Brunson, because it was interesting how Jalen has tried to change his game a little bit playing for Mike Brown. And he was starting to kind of pick his spots where he was starting to go. And they were using him a little bit differently, Jalen, than when Tibbs had him, in regards to the fact that sometimes he was second side of the ball, they would get him on the move and kind of play the offense through him in a different way than just kind of milking the clock with Tom Thibodeau. So how does this change the Knicks? Well, simply put, the offense now, in my opinion, is going to go through Karl-Anthony Towns. Now, if you think about how they used a Domantas Sabonis in Sacramento, they put him at that elbow. We call it the pinch. Give him the ball there and run cutters in that Princeton-style offense, one to the basket, one to the ball. So what I would be looking for is the offense to go through, obviously, Cat. But in the meantime, Deuce McBride goes to the starting lineup. He kind of plays there. Now, if you look at the fact of OG being hurt, maybe you go Clarkson starting lineup, move Mikal to the three to play with Cat and Mitchell Robinson. Or do you go with someone like Yabusele, who has gotten off to a slow start and has started to crank up its minutes? But the Knicks, two big injuries. Brunson should be back maybe by the end of the road trip. OG Anunoby out for 2 weeks with his hamstring strain for a Knicks team that has been playing good basketball but is now on the road after having a long homestand. Speaking of being fired or injuries, well, let's just talk about this one, because we've been waiting for this to come down, I don't know, since the day he traded Luka. That is Nico Harrison being fired as GM of the Dallas Mavericks. And just basically, it was interesting because Shams reported this 30 minutes before the meeting. So how about Nico Harrison waking up to hearing that you're going to get fired before you get fired? But anyway, folks, it became a toxic environment in Dallas. I went on with Kevin Walsh literally the day before he got fired on GDT. And I said, they can't move Anthony Davis until they fire Nico Harrison. And there have been reports coming out of the media that the Dallas Mavericks players would basically rather play on the road than at home. Think about being in a tight game as a basketball player and having shooting a free throw and your own fans are yelling to fire Nico Harrison. Once that happened, they had to let him go. Now, there's been talk. Dirk Nowitzki made some comments on Amazon over the weekend about the role that he kind of pushed everybody out. There was rumors that Mark Cuban didn't have much of a say. And then, you know, obviously with the move. Let me tell you this right now. Nico Harrison deserves a ton of blame. But don't tell me they traded Luka without clearing it with the owner. Did Nico do a bad job? Yes. But so did the new owner of the Dallas Mavericks. And it's interesting now because now Mark Cuban is being brought back into the fold in helping make some decisions. Speaking of fired, well, we had obviously a GM get fired. But now let's get to Willie Green, who was let go as head coach of the New Orleans Pelicans after a horrendous 2-10 start. A Pelicans team that is a mea culpa. I thought that this team was going to be better because I didn't think it could be worse. Well, it is. DeJounte Murray hurt. Zion hurt and battling a little bit with Willie Green. But here's the part that doesn't make sense to me. You fired David Griffin at the end of last year. You're bringing Joe Dumars to be the new head of basketball operations. But then you let Willie Green come back as the coach? So why are you firing the GM but keeping the coach? A coach that was already on thin ice made no sense to me as a basketball observer or obviously the host of this show. So now they get rid of Willie Green. Here is the interesting thing of note that you must know. Do you know in that DeJounte Murray trade, their first-round draft pick in the 2026 NBA draft goes to Atlanta? And it's unprotected? So now, if you're New Orleans, like, you can't blow it up. I mean, I guess if you could try and trade Zion, but watch out for the Pelicans because Atlanta is licking their chops with a chance of getting possibly a top five pick in a loaded 2026 NBA draft. Let's end the starting lineup with Bradley Beal, and he's hurt again. Bradley Beal has a fracture in his hip and will undergo season-ending surgery, according to ESPN. And this has just been a nightmare for the Clippers overall to start their season. They are underachieving. You look at the fact that obviously Kawhi is hurt as well. The moves aren't making sense. And I still maintain that Tyronn Lue is one of the five best coaches in the NBA. So if the moves aren't working, and they basically decided that, okay, we're going to swap out John Collins and Bradley Beal for Norman Powell, and that ain't paying off, can someone tell me, if we're talking about a GM being fired, why is no one talking about Lawrence Frank being fired as the head of basketball operations for the Clippers? Stay tuned, because I don't know if Steve Ballmer is going to handle that much further. Coming up next, we'll get into our future focus. We'll look at two teams playing really good basketball, the Atlanta Hawks, and we'll look at the Denver Nuggets, winners of 7th Street, and we'll look at two players playing really well, Devin Booker and Steph Curry. Boy's been balling. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, Episode 4. It's time to get into our future focus, leading off with Hotlanta. The Atlanta Hawks are playing really good basketball with a record of 9-5, with a record of 7-2 away from the friendly confines, and a team that has won a bunch of games in a row. I do believe they were on a 5-game winning streak. And the key thing is they're doing this without Trae Young. So what about Atlanta has been really good? To me, it's their depth. You got to look at the fact of Jalen Johnson getting you 21.8. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, right, coming over from a free agency from Memphis, Minnesota, I should say, giving you 17.8. Trey's giving you 17.8. Porzingis, 17.3. Okongwu, 15.7. Risa Shea, 12.9, right? Krexy getting you 11. And then you saw Dicey Daniels giving you 8.3 and Luke Kennard getting you 8.3, switch. So they're getting you with their depth. And I always thought that this team was going to be good because I also put my chips in the middle of the table with Atlanta. I felt that they had to be a top six team, and I did say it before the season, that they need to be a top six team to quiet the noise with Trey. But what happens when they play better without Trey? And that's become apparent right now. You know, you've slid Dyson Daniels over to the point. You put Alexander Walker at the two. Obviously, you have Porzingis at the center spot. He's missed some time, right? Risa Shea at the power forward with Jalen Johnson. And then you bring guys like Okongwu, Kennard, you know, off the bench. So it's been a really good run. I'm going to say something that's going to be very unpopular. I said if Trey didn't play well, Trey gets moved. I'm going to double down the other way. And if they continue to play well without Trey, do they still consider moving him and moving Dyson Daniels to the point and they become way better defensively? May not be explosive offensively, but more diverse and balanced. What a good run for the Hawks winning 5 in a row. Well, you know who's won more games than that in a row? That's the Denver Nuggets. Nikola Jokic, after a slow start, is absolutely rolling, and this team is on not a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but a 7-game winning streak, sitting in second place in the Western Conference behind the Oklahoma City Thunder. And it's a testament to the job that David Adelman is doing. When you sit there, you talk about coach of the year candidates, you're hearing about J.B. Bickerstaff, you're hearing about Mark Dagnall, right? You're hearing about Quinn Snyder, you're hearing about J.J. Redick. And no one's talking about the job that David Adelman's doing in its first full year at the helm. So what is going on? Folks, Nikola Jokic is giving you 28.7, 13, 10.9, right? So you're like, oh, yeah, it's great numbers. It's a typical Nikola Jokic number. But how about the fact of he had a game over the weekend, or last week if it's the Clippers, where he went for 55 points on 78% from the floor and 80% from three. Like, what are we doing here? And to me, I was high on this team because I said, personally, that Cam Johnson was going to be a better fit than Michael Porter Jr. Now, Cam Johnson's only giving you 7.2 points per game. So he's not really giving you what I thought you were going to get. But Jamal Murray gave you 22. Aaron Gordon now getting you 20 points a game. Remember, Aaron Gordon was a big-time scorer when he was with the Orlando Magic. But Christian Brown gets a contract extension playing well. Valanciunas giving you good minutes off the bench, right? Bruce Brown back. You know, Peyton Washington back. Watson back. And then there's Tim Hardaway Jr. A Tim Hardaway Jr. that has always been a really good scorer. And he's so much better off the bench. All of a sudden, Denver is deeper because of, you know, obviously Valanciunas, because of Hardaway Jr., right? Because of Bruce Brown being back. But that makes the Joker more dangerous because he can pick his spots. And his spot is right now. And with all due respect, he's playing like the best player in the world. Speaking of playing great, we got to end Future Focus talking about two guards that are really playing at a high level. And let's start with Devin Booker. Devin Booker is giving you 28.4 points per game, 7 assists, and 4.1 rebounds. Now, the three-point shooting percentage at 34.1% is not ideal in my mind, but the shooting percentage of 48.5 is. He is doing it all for a Phoenix Suns team that Matt Ishbia dared us to bet against. And I didn't think they were going to be very good. And I always thought that Devin Booker should have never been a point guard. And we got fool's gold a couple of years ago when we had, obviously, Chris Paul get hurt and they moved him to the point. He has been really good. So has Grayson Allen. And they're doing a great job. And if this team could stay afloat and be a play-in tournament, I'm going to be honest with you. That's an overachievement, and it's partially because of Devin Booker. You know who's not overachieving? Steph Curry. I mean, do you know who doesn't want to see Steph Curry? That's probably the San Antonio Spurs. Steph Curry, through 11 games, is getting you 27.4 points per game, 3.7 rebounds per game, 3.7 assists, shooting about 40% from three, 46% from the floor. For a team in Golden State, that is at 9-6. Every year, I think Father Time is catching up to this team. And then every year, they prove me wrong. Let me correct myself. Every year, Steph Curry proves me wrong. And I'm not doubting his play, but he continues to be at a high level. And if I am Under Armour, don't do what Adidas did with Kobe and fumble the bag and let this guy go to Nike. Give the man his money and give it to him now. And Steph, give me a little cut out of it. Coming up next, we'll get to the fastest 4 minutes of basketball. We'll talk about the Clippers, Derrick Jones getting hurt. Surprise, the Clippers guy getting hurt. The NBA Cup standings, how it's starting to heat up. And then I talk about Steph again. Because Under Armour's messing it up. We'll be back after this commercial break. Welcome back to Pro Basketball Today, and it's time to get into the fastest 4 minutes of basketball talk, and that's the Final Four. Leading off with Derrick Jones Jr. suffering an injury for the Clippers. Derrick Jones has sustained an MCL sprain in his right knee and will be reevaluated in 6 weeks. Jones was averaging a career-high 10.9 points per game prior to his injury Sunday in Boston. And it just leads to the issues that we almost seem like we talk about weekly with the Clippers, right? Kawhi gets hurt. We talked about earlier in the starting lineup that Bradley Beal is out for the year. And now Derrick Jones Jr. And it makes you wonder, and I'm going to say this again, when does the heat get turned up on Lawrence Frank? If you're Steve Ballmer, the last thing you need to do is be irrelevant in LA. And with the Lakers off to a really good start at 10-4, if the Clippers are as bad as they look, especially the fact that they gave away Norman Powell and they're not getting production the way they thought out of some others, and they're getting injuries like Kawhi and Derrick Jones Jr., be on the lookout for changes for the Clippers. Because let's be honest, folks, they don't have any assets to trade to add to that roster. Let's get to the NBA Cup standings as we're two games in. And what's of note to me is a couple of things. Toronto leading East Group A at 2-0. Detroit leading Group B along with Orlando at 2-0. On the Western Conference, you have that West Group C of Denver, Houston, and San Antonio all at 1-1, along with Portland. Here's why I think this is of note. I believe that the NBA Cup is very important for young teams that have not won to kind of put themselves in playoff, almost game seven atmosphere where winner takes all. It's also the fact that so those younger teams have younger players that want to win that NBA Cup for the bonus structure that they get. So I'm looking at what happened a couple of years ago when Indiana Pacers made it all the way to the Cup Finals losing to the Lakers and how, in my opinion, that springboarded them forward to what was an NBA Eastern Conference Finals appearance in 24 and then a Finals appearance in 25. So I'm looking really closely at Toronto, a team that I expected to be over their win total. I'm looking at Detroit, who I said could be a top 4 or 5 team in the East, along with Orlando. And then I'm looking at Houston as a threat to OKC. And San Antonio and Portland, both teams I thought could be sneaky good and make the playoffs. While we talk about the young teams, we have to come back to the situation with Under Armour, in which Steph Curry and Under Armour have parted ways, ending their longstanding partnership, a 13-year partnership that included that in 2023, they named him the president of the Curry brand and gave him $75 million worth of stock. It has been, it's Kevin Plank that started Under Armour. They have been a mess since he stepped down as CEO. It is very important that Under Armour signs this guy and gives him the money he deserves. I'm telling you this right now. We saw this with Adidas when they signed Kobe. And they fumbled Kobe away and he went to Nike. Do not let this man go to Nike. But it was interesting because the first game he warmed up in the Mamacitas. Stay tuned. Now the NBA is now asking for players to give up their phones. And one of the teams they're asking for is the Lakers. Oh boy, oh boy. This is not going to go away, folks. This betting scandal that involved Terry Rozier, that involved Jontay Porter last year, and then obviously with Chauncey Billups getting involved and stuff like that, this is not going away. This is not good. And this is not the end of this scandal. Let's get to our buzzer beater. When I said, you know what, I'm going to say it right now. I came on 2 years ago on Betting Above the Rim, and I said the only way to save the All-Star game is USA versus the world. And Adam Silver listened to me, so I should be deputy commissioner of the NBA. So now here's how it works. You're going to have 3 teams, at least 8 guys each, 16 American-born players split up into 2 teams of 8, 8 international players. Now, if either or gets elected in either 16, more than 16 American or more than 8 international, Adam Silver will add players to the team to make it work. Team one plays team two, winner plays team three, loser plays team three. Then you go to the finals. Folks, international starting lineup of Luka, SGA, Giannis, Wemby, and Joker, if they're healthy, with people like Jamal Murray, Lauri Markkanen, Kristaps Porzingis, Ivanka Zubac off the bench. So as right now, they could be favored. This has been your Pro Basketball Today, Episode 4. For all things sports gambling, download that Sports Grid app. Pre-game, in-game, post-game, props, predictions, and more from the very best in the sports gambling industry. Remember, folks, always remember, it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Good night.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.